From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasovic reports for Columbia Green Media that on January 23rd, the Green County Democratic Committee backed a candidate from Ulster County over the candidate from Green County in the primary election for District 46 state Senate seat. George Amador, the Republican incumbent, is now running to retain his seat, and the last time the Democrats won, the district was in a presidential election year with higher voter turnout. At Gallagher's Banquet Hall in Cairo last week, candidate Michelle Hinchey from Ulster County turned out to tell the 75 attendees at the meeting about her campaign, while New Baltimore-based child advocate and attorney Gary Greenberg did not attend the meeting. Carol Riggs, chairwoman of the Green County Democratic Committee, said, and I quote, "We want to support Democratic candidates, and it was pretty unanimous across the committee that Michelle was the candidate that we were most excited about. She has already put in a lot of work since she announced last July, and she has been in Green County often, talking to committee members, community members, and business owners to get a greater understanding of the issues that are important to Green County, and she has taken a proactive approach to addressing those issues moving forward. It is for those reasons that we decided to endorse her," end quote. Greenberg said he attended another event because he believed the committee's decision was preordained. And Green County Republican Chairman Brent Bogardus said he anticipates Republican candidate announcements to run for Amador's seat by the end of February. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Emily Munson in the Times Union profiles the candidate who will lack political experience running to take the 20th congressional district away from Representative Paul Tonko. Democrat Riley Seberg is the first primary challenger Tonko has had since he won the district in 2008. Seberg is a 27-year-old disabled veteran who served in Afghanistan and who has also worked as an insurance agent, a National Guard equipment repairer, a tool attendant, and an office assistant. Seberg would not consent to an interview with the newspaper, but claims on Facebook that he, and I quote, "is a staunch progressive and understands the need to take money out of politics and also the need for intelligent, aware progressives to serve in Congress," end quote. The winner of the Tonko Seberg primary faces the winner of the Republican primary between Liz Joy and Michael Sini. Like Seberg, both Republican candidates have never held public office before. Joy worked for the campaign of former State Senator George Amador in 2014 and volunteered for him in 2016. She's a real estate agent who served a term as president of the Republican Women of Schenectady County. Sini is a Rensselaer County Sheriff's deputy who lives in Avril Park. He is a former Marine who served 3 terms in Iraq. Both Republicans are big fans of President Donald Trump. The winners of the June primary election face off in November. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board tabled a proposal for a police department comfort dog January 13. The dog would be a therapy or comfort dog for crime victims and other people who come to the police station. Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman said and added that, and I quote, "The first mission is for the public. The dog is there for the officers too," end quote. Trustee Melanie Spock said, and I quote, "I just can't wrap my mind around it," referring to the proposal. "Can we have just a little more time?" End quote. So the board tabled the meeting until its next meeting at 7 p.m. February 10th at Tracy Memorial Village Hall. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News reports that traffic increased slightly, but toll revenue decreased a bit in 2019 on the 5 bridges crossing the Hudson River south of Albany. The Rip Van Winkle Bridge connecting Catskill and Greenport was the only bridge where traffic fell in 2019, down 0.19% with just under 6 million crossings. Overall traffic was up 0.45% in 2019 on the 5 bridges to 63.8 million crosses. Toll revenue fell on the Rip Van Winkle and Newburgh Beacon Bridge, while it rose on the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge, the Mid-Hudson Bridge, and the Bear Mountain Bridge. Read more about this story at the Mid-Hudson News website. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.